Welcome to The Food Fix, where we talk with innovators who are figuring out how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Casey Wurst. In the African country of Cameroon, a lack of readily available water during the dry season can hurt a farmer's ability to grow crops all year. Ndeta Buma, a master's student in power system engineering and a faculty member of engineering and technology at the University of Boya in Cameroon, has developed a solar-powered irrigation system that automatically brings water to crops when they need them. His system may let farmers irrigate their crops during the dry season and in dry soils, allowing the crops to grow throughout the year. He spoke with MSU student journalist Ali Petulanu.
Thank you so much for being able and willing to talk to The Food Fix. Have you been involved in the Faculty of Engineering and Technology?
Innovative projects, because Cameroon is geared towards the domain of renewable energy sources, and that's what most faculties in our country, Cameroon, is forging ahead, given that we're trying to fight against greenhouse effect and the availability of energy in our country especially is very small.
Okay, talking about projects, you've worked on a project and you're currently still working on that project, building an automatic irrigation system. Tell me about that project.
That started basically as I entered in the level 200. That's the first year of my degree in Bachelor's of Engineering. I realized the constraints that we face in our country as far as agriculture is concerned. Even though agriculture is at the helm of Cameroon's economy, little or no technological advances have been geared towards that domain in order to foster our agricultural product and hence boost our gross domestic productivity. Most of the times, people aren't able to sustain their family as far as food availability is concerned, especially in the dry season, where the level of productivity of cash crops is very low due to the fact that they don't grow much in the drying season. And the basic limitation of less crop productivity in the dry season is the unavailability of water. How can I help my community towards providing that solution that they've been wanting for since, which is being able to irrigate their farm without requiring a large amount of labor who will be able to transport water to their farm's lands?
You talk about what actually inspired you was the problem of agriculture in Cameroon. Specifically, what domain of agriculture is this project going to impact?
The basic domain that this project is impacting us is on the aspect of irrigation. What are the constraints most farmers face as far as irrigation is concerned in our country? The problem is that the farmlands is located where there is unavailability of water. Most of the times, agriculturalists in our country, which is Cameroon, rely on the rainy season, that's dependent on the natural climatic conditions for them to be able to grow their farms. So we thought it wise, how could we do in order to provide or ameliorate the productivity of Cameroon as far as irrigation is concerned, because we can't deal with many domains. Level of technology to be impacted on agriculture is very broad, but yet the primary problem they face now, which is irrigation, is what I was trying to gear towards. In order to be able to solve that problem, I had to be able to determine the type of crop soils that we find in our country in order to better study them and know how to calibrate the moisture sensor that will be able to detect the state of the soil, whether the soil is dry or wet, depending on the water content or the water requirement of every particular crop, given that the moisture sensor can be calibrated based on the feasibility studies that will be studied on the supposed farm of the client. My system also incorporated solar energy. Why solar energy? Because we find that most agricultural farmlands in our region is found where the availability of energy from the national utility grid is almost unavailable. The fact that we have sun in all seasons of the year gives us an opportunity to harness the required energy in order to automate the system for irrigation. My system consists of a control unit that automatically controls the irrigation of this whole plant. The system is made up of basically four modules. You have a moisture sensor that detects the state of the soil. You have a reservoir in which level sensors have been incorporated. And then you have a water pump and the energy, which is the solar panel. So the moisture sensor is placed on the soil where the crops are being planted. So this moisture sensor is being calibrated in order to provide the required amount of water for the particular crop. So once the moisture sensor detects that the state of the soil is not more favorable for a proper growth of the crop, the control unit automatically senses it and actuates a motor that automatically opens a valve for water to flow from the reservoir into our farmland for irrigation. Now the main constraint, how do we get the water? The study was found that the source of our water will be dependent on where the farmland is found. If the farmland is found where there is a river just close by, we'll be able now to devise a pumping mechanism that will pump water automatically into your reservoir for irrigation. But that notwithstanding, rivers are not found in every farmland. But we know that our water table below soil is always available. So we've been able to devise a mechanism such that we'll be able to have boreholes that will insert DC pumps that will be able to pump water from underground in order to fill our reservoir. That is being done automatically without any human intervention. The pumping pumps water and you have level sensors. Once the level of water is almost at the brim, the sensor automatically detects it and the control unit stops the pump from pumping water to refill the reservoir. Now, all that was done using incorporating now a solar powered system in order to actuate all these motors because they require a source of energy. So in the solar system, we were able also to introduce a solar tracking system in order to maximize the amount of sun rays impacting on the solar panels in order to generate the required amount of energy that will be necessary to actuate the whole system. Explaining this, people will start to say this system is too sophisticated and very expensive for the local farmer and could only be affordable for the very large farmers. But I must admit and tell you that is very wrong. For a good agricultural farmer who is dwell with the domain of business, this system is divided in modules and they are installed based on the basic needs of the farmer. The moisture sensor could still be eliminated or the solar tracking system could be eliminated because certain crops require irrigation only in the morning and in the evening. With that, you don't require a moisture sensor to detect the state of the soil. You simply require a timing programming such that in the morning, the control unit automatically senses, hey, it's the morning time, and automatically actuates the motor for it to open the valve to irrigate for a predetermined length of time. After that, it stops the irrigation and waits for the evening to redo that process. And with that, the cost of investment on that system is reduced. So our aim was not only to devise a sophisticated system to amaze people, but to be able to see how a local farmer will be able to afford such a system and how he'll be able to recover his money and still yet profit from the system. So based on that, we're able to devise that for every system that is being installed, the farmer or the client has a capital cost recovery after 4 harvest seasons, meaning that not only the fact that he will be able to increase his farm size as far as productivity, he will also be able to grow crops both in the raining season and in the dry season, which are the 2 primary seasons our country faces. Mm-hmm. That permits him now to do business all year round, increasing his profit. So with that analysis, we'll be able to tell him how he'll be able to recover his money. And if he follows our step, there is 100% assurance that he recovers his capital after that 4 harvest seasons.
Okay, somebody listening to you would think about a farmer in the north region of Cameroon, where sometimes we have extreme droughts and they don't even grow crops because the soil is so dry, there's no water. And the temperatures there are extreme.
Extremely
high.
How
would the system work there if there's a situation of drought?
A situation of drought does not mean that people there don't live. And if there is drought there, it means that they depend also on these boreholes, which I just talked to you about. The constraints of borehole is only dependent on the distance from the level ground. The further you go, all is that we have a water table where there is always availability of water. So in the drought, in the dry season there, you only have to increase the power ratings of the pumping mechanism that will pump water from underground into your reservoir. So basically, the system has no constraint as far as geographical region is concerned or climatic regions are concerned. We don't live in a country where there's no water here.
Now, an issue with building such a system in Cameroon is that there is a lot of politics that is attached to it. You need to go through processes for people to approve that we need you to operate this system in Cameroon. And what are some of these challenges that you faced during this project or that you're currently facing?
Basically, the problem I'm facing is very, very huge, as I might say, but not the less, not affordable, or it's a dream I'm going to realize, come rain, come shine. So the basic problem is that I am the one devising the control unit. I have been able to constitute some group of people with whom I want them to work, given that they share the same passion of developing our country and in the agricultural domain. So the basic problem is that the control unit is being devised in Cameroon because we want something that is homemade. We don't want to import technology. So based on that, our idea is that we should be able to produce all our components here. And what we buy is the solar systems in order to be able to generate the electricity from our sun. My basic constraint is to be able to have a lab they'll be able to produce those control systems. And with that, I believe I'm done. Most of the times now I have clients, but I can't just embark into something because I have a client. Meanwhile, I'm not sure that I'll be able to provide the services as required. So for the meantime, I take my patience while looking for the source of finance in order to be able to embark into the system fully and in a professional way in order to render the services the farmers really require.
You have presented this project to a panel of judges and they have given you, yes, this is a good project and we are actually impressed and we like it. When should we expect to have this system in the market?
Basically, as I just still said, is the problem of finances. So most of the times now I'm postulating for entrepreneurship competitions whereby I'm forced to present my project to them. And then if it is appreciated by the jury, then maybe I will have a source of finance. But nonetheless, the incubator of enterprises of the Faculty of Engineering and Technology, which will be open in not less than 5 months, will be able to facilitate the coming out of this product into the market. Basically, what we are looking now is a source of finance in order to be independent and productive. So basically that's it, and the level of licensing, because you require a license in order to be sure that no, you're the sole proprietor of such a system and you'll not be having copycats that will copy it.
How do you envisage this in the future?
As far as I envisage it, I just share the same passion or the vision that my president had, where he first of all said the youth should embark in the domain of agriculture. He has seen the importance of agriculture as far as Cameroon is concerned. We are dependent on it. And as the fact of industrialization or bringing investors in order to install themselves in manufacturing industries here in Cameroon, the basic aim for them coming into our country is for them to be able to have the raw material in order to process for finished goods. So the raw materials required are agricultural products. And for us to be able to sustain or provide the basic raw materials to those industries who should be able to produce all year round in quality, in quantity, and at all times. I have a great vision that normally, it's not a vision, it's a fact, that if this system is out, it's going to boost our country and nonetheless profitable to me as the owner of the project.
All right, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks also, Ms. Daddy.
Thanks for listening. Can you think of any other places that could benefit from a solar-powered irrigation system? Email us with questions and comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com. The Food Fix is produced and edited by Ali Hussein and myself, Casey Wurst. Our theme music is the song Watching My Garden Grow by two of our favorite Michigan artists, Lindsay Liu and Josh Rocco. Funding for the podcast is provided by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation at Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. Have a great day!